Okay, so we got a nice picture here of you. That's you with, I don't know, were you leaving Chamonix there in the background? Any ideas where that was taken, or is it just you in the moment? Don't know, don't remember.
That's like up on this amazing plateau, kind of north of Le Chapeau. So this is on the second to last day, I think. It was kind of like on a high alpine kind of plateau.
Looks amazing. And you're still smiling.
Yeah, sorry?
You're still smiling.
Yeah, trying. No, we were having a great time. The sun was out. It stopped raining. And yeah, we'd had a really really productive day that day. We'd cycled. It was probably one of our biggest days of the trip.
Go on. How far then? Tell us. Can you cycle next day?
I think it was probably about 35 miles, okay. Which doesn't sound like much, but. You know, there was probably about 3,000 meters of climbing that day.
Yeah,
so which is like
9,000 feet. That's a decent amount, that, isn't it? What was your routine like every day? What kind of time would you get up? How did you break it up? How did you make sure, you know, three guys going on a trip together, how did you make sure you were kind of having enough time and to enjoy the scenery and not just cranking out the miles? What was your routine like, and how did you stay friends?
Well, we set off with the intention of, like, taking it easy because we knew, okay, we've got 5 days to do 110 miles. So we thought, oh, that's about 25, 30 miles a day. But that just completely, we lost track of that. And on day one, I think we probably only did about 15. On day two, then, we probably did about 15 or 20. And then quickly we realized, like, we were way behind. We'd been way too relaxed. And so we started the trip getting up quite late, you know, making some food, planning where we were going to get to. And then it just completely lost track. By day three, we were, you know, kind of felt like we were in a routine. So we were getting up at probably about 8 o'clock, making some food, sort of either cooking breakfast or just like making sandwiches. But you know, one of the biggest routines was probably a mid morning kind of coffee stop. Like, we didn't have any coffee making equipment, and freeze dried coffee just doesn't quite cut the mustard.
No way. So, that must have been sacred then. You were definitely having to start mid morning for a coffee. That's not a problem in the Alps, is it? There's good coffee over there, right?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, you're going through Italy, for God's sake, so you're not gonna like eat some cheap stuff. You want the good stuff from a proper Italian cafe. So We took time out to make sure we found, you know, good cafe or restaurant that was serving good coffee.
Amazing.
And that was kind of like it. That was mid-morning every day, you know, without fail.
Amazing. I think I actually remember with you quite a few years ago now, and dropping down into probably, it was Italy, and finding these amazing, like, mini pizzas as well. Just like this,
just
amazing.
Like in the bakery there.
In a bakery. Pizza in a bakery. I mean, it's mind-blowing. But yeah, Italy. Yeah. Wow. Awesome.